Morning, everyone. Great to see you all. It's always good to be here. Okay. Do we have that little black table? Is it here somewhere, is it? Okay, cool. Thank you. Thank you, Andrew. How's everybody doing? I see some sad faces. Is that because it was your footy team last night that... Yeah, all right. That's what it is. We'll pray for you later, okay? It's okay. I was at the game. It was devastating. So when that siren went, we just sat in the chair, we were just dumbfounded, shocked. Took us about 10 minutes to prise ourselves out of the chair and head back home. It's funny, you know, my son and I went together and we, everybody's upbeat, you're going to the game. Everyone's talking. After the game, everybody's quiet. You look at the, you see the buses going past, because we walked to catch the train, not where you'd normally catch it there, but the other one where Hamburg Hill used to be. Anyway, so you see the buses going past, nobody talking. Normally everyone's talking on when you win, everyone's talking, everybody's happy, they're all laughing and going on. But not last night, not this year, eh? We'll get there. What's that? I know you are. You love the Lord. He soon lifts you up, I can tell you. Well, do I need my glasses? I better put them on. Well, good morning, everyone. And happy Father's Day. Yes. You've heard that how many times so far? Many times. Well, today it is a special day as we take time to honour our fathers. If you're seated next to your dad this morning, I encourage you, turn to him, smile, maybe give him a hug or a pat on the back and say thank you. We honour you today. We want you to know how much we appreciate you. Tam, you're going to have me in tears in a minute. She was just hugging her dad. I'd also like to honour Pastor Stephen, the father of our house, who leads both campuses. And so bless you, Pastor Stephen. Thank you for the opportunity to share this morning. But I also recognise that Father's Day is not the same for everyone. Some of you grew up with a wonderful, loving father or fathers who guided you, provided for you and made you feel safe. If that's your story, praise God for that blessing. But for others, Father's Day may bring up pain. Some of you grew up without a father present, or no father at all. Some may have had fathers who were irresponsible, harsh, abusive, even just absent. And deep in your heart, you have always wished for a father who was kind, strong, and loving. Well, here is the good news I want you to hear today. Whether your earthly father was good, absent, or even hurtful, there is a father like no other, and he wants you to know him. He loves you more than you will ever know. He loves you more than what you will ever experience. He loves you more than what you'll ever know, and he loves you more than what you'll ever experience. In the Bible, God is described, in the Old Testament, God is described as Father 15 times. But when Jesus came, he changed all of that. I'm going to read this bit because I just really love it. That's right, 15 times in the New Testament, 165 times. When a Jewish child was taught to pray, he was given several appropriate forms of address to God to pray between 30 and 40. That was prescribed to them on how they would address him. Something noticeably absent was that the use of the word Father was never mentioned in the Old Testament. Never. Those that believed in the living God, the Jews, everybody, they never acknowledged God as Father in that personal space. Even in all its literature, there is no personal connection to God the Father. Until the 10th century AD, 1,000 years after, in Italy, a rabbi began to change the address. Except for one other rabbi. There was one notable exception by a Jewish rabbi from Galilee in the first century, whose life is recorded in history. Many of his public life and prayers are recorded. He is the only rabbi who has ever directly addressed God as Father. Who do you think that is? Jesus. All those around him, another rabbi priest, were shocked that he was calling God Father. In fact, his enemies used this as grounds enough to convict him of blasphemy. This is a revolution. This is radical. A revolution of the heart coming into intimacy with God the Father. Friends, today we'll look at who this Heavenly Father is and what it means to know him personally. And as we do, I believe fathers in this room will be encouraged, children will gain a deeper appreciation, and all of us will be reminded that in God we have a Father like no other. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for your word. I want to thank you, Father, for each and every person, Lord, here in your house. Lord, we have come, Lord, to worship, to honor you, to bless you, and Lord, to hear your word. I pray, Lord, that you will create a desire, Lord, in all of our hearts to want to know you more, so that we may come into that intimate place with you and be able to call you Father, Abba Father. So, Father, we thank you today, Lord, for your presence. Prepare our hearts, Lord, as your word and your Holy Spirit, Lord, does a deep, deep work in us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So first of all, I want to go to Romans chapter 8 and verse 15. Can we have a look at that, please? Thank you. Can you read that out for me? 1, 2. So to everyone that has received him, to them he has given his Holy Spirit on the inside. He adopts us, not only just by contractual, not only like, you know, the word says you're his child, okay, yeah, right, I'm his kid. You're not a token child. Nobody is. All of humanity, whoever comes to Christ, you are his child. You are grafted in him. He is grafted in you. He has put his DNA inside of you. I talk to many people that are Christians, and many of them struggle to accept the fact that they are a child of God. They feel unworthy. They feel like, well, what have I done to deserve that? Well, none of us, we've all done nothing to deserve that, actually. We're not his child because of something you and I have done. It's something that he has done. He died upon the cross, took the penalty of sin for mankind, and we receive his gift of life. And we are now his child. You are his child. Who believes that this morning? Are you a child of God? If someone comes to you and says, no, you're not. If you hear a voice that says, no, you're not. I remember what you did when you were 15. What do you do about that? You don't accept it. As I was preparing this, I felt like the Lord say, people, there's times you got to fight. You got to fight the good fight of faith. Because someone wants to come and steal your joy. Someone wants to come and steal your inheritance. Someone wants to come and steal your blessing. Someone wants to keep you disarmed. Somebody wants to keep you not knowing how much God loves you. Somebody wants to keep you ashamed and guilty and not worthy. The devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have life more abundantly. God wants you to live an abundant life. God wants you to do well in this life. Believe that. Okay, so you've not received a spirit that makes you fearful. I know some people who are just fearful of God. They're just scared. That can be because their own father or people older than them perhaps instilled, maybe they were harsh, horrible, abusive, fearful themselves, that when you think of God the Father, you think of some of the other father people in your life, a grandfather, your own father. You think, maybe that's what God's like. No, he's not. He is a father like no other. He is a father like no other. Can we go to, I'll just read this one, and I kind of went over it a bit. John chapter 1, verse 11 to 13. Can we have a look at that? He came to his own people, and even they rejected him. But to all who believed him, accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn. Not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. God has birthed his Holy Spirit inside of you. You have God's DNA inside of you. Put your hand up if you believe that. Well, all those with their hands down, we'll talk after. So you are God's child. You are born of him. Okay, so that's one thing that's really important that I want you to establish this in your heart and your mind today. When you walk out of here, I am 100% a child of God. And nothing, I'm telling you, nothing can take that away from you. Nothing. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. Nothing. Not famine, suffering. I've spoken to people who have gone through some amazing suffering. Amazing. Face torture, face death, all of that. And God's been with them. God's been with them. Times he's delivered them. I just heard a story about some Egyptian Coptic Christians who were asked, who were told to deny their faith. And they wouldn't. Some of them children. They died for their faith. We're blessed here. We are blessed in this country. We are really blessed. We're in a really, really good space. Okay, so I want you to be assured that you are God's child. Number two, I want to encourage you to trust him, that you can trust him with your life. Don't be afraid of him. You can trust him. You can give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares for you. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. He's a very caring God. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 7, trust in the Lord with all your heart And lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. You can trust his character. The Lord is slow to anger and filled with unfailing love, forgiving every kind of sin. In Numbers 14, verse 18. Forgiving every kind of sin. So he's forgiven every kind of sin. Not just my kind of sin, but yours. Every kind. It's not just some categories that he forgives. He's forgiven every kind. Chatting to a young man the other day, and he was telling him how he struggles to, for many years, to accept that God loved him. And as we talked more, it was because he had sin. When I say sin, he had a habitual habit of things. Whether it was pornography or something else. And that's a hard gig when you're stuck in that stuff. And you try to pray and you'd be feeling guilty and ashamed and, you know. That stuff, you know, it messes with our young people and it messes with their head. It's not healthy. The Bible says, repent. Turn away from that. Turn away. It says, I will forgive their sin, or I will forgive their wickedness, and I will never again remember their sins. What an amazing God. What I did years ago, and maybe not too long ago, he chooses to not remember them. He chooses to, that's it. It's not like, it's not God when you're doing something and you hear this voice go, remember when you were 18 years of age or you were 12? You stole this, you did that, you... That's not God condemning you. Who is it? Fight those thoughts. Okay? You've got to fight those things. And I will forgive their sin and I will never again remember their sins. He is forgiving, compassionate. He is just. He is merciful, loving, faithful. He is your protector and he will stand by you. Whatever you may be going through, even if you make a mistake and it's your fault, he will stand with you. He will comfort you. I'm not saying he's going to let you off the hook. You know, you might be speeding down the road and, you know, of course you're probably going to get a fine or other things happen. That's probably a really bad illustration, actually. But say something happened. You rode off your car. And you don't hurt anyone. I don't want to go there. But let's say you rode off your car. And you're drinking. Well, you've got to face the consequences, of course. But God will be there with you to help you to get over all those things. And bring you back to a good place. Pardon? Thank you. So, trusting his character, trusting that he is your provider, trusting him with my finances, wow, that's a big thing. Especially, you know, we've just had Leap into Spring offering over the last 3 weeks, and we give into that. I give into the our building fund and tithing. I give a tenth of everything I get to the Lord. I just bless God with that. In Malachi it says, bring your tithe into the storehouse so there may be resources in my house. And watch me bless you. I have never gone without. I remember years ago when we had lots of giving moments and it hurt. I remember I had this dream that I'm going to take my family to Europe. My kids, And I kept, you know, and I was like, oh, when am I going to get this spending money and this and that? But eventually we got our travel money, not our travel money, we got our tickets. And people, before we left, they came to see us to say goodbye, some in church, some at the airport, and they put money in my hand. I was like, wow, fantastic. Thanks, Lord. And let me tell you, before that, I thought things are going to be tight. So I had a credit card. I'll take my credit card and that's what we'll use. The cash that I had, it wasn't quite enough, to be honest with you, but it was still a good amount. And I know it was after the first or second week we were there, we were visiting family, and we had built a really good relationship with all of them. And one day, one of my relatives hands me a whopping amount of money. And I was like, I was just blown away. I was very thankful. I thought, Lord, this is amazing. And so, and I remember coming back to Perth. I remember thinking on the plane, I was just quite chuffed and quite pleased. You know, we hadn't had to use our credit card much at all. From what I can remember, it was just at a petrol bowser, which was late at night, and there was no man at the counter, so you got to pay by card. That's all I can remember using. Everything else we had cash, and you know, blah 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 blah. But anyway, I'm sitting in the plane on the way back home, and we went to Italy, France, Switzerland, and we went to the UK, just, you know, London, Manchester. Went to Manchester United, where Manchester United plays soccer, into the ground. That was awesome. Anyway, the point is, so coming back, and I felt the Lord say, and I'm saying, Lord, how come I got so blessed? And then, and I felt God say to me, you looked after my house, or you looked after my garden, like God's house. I'm now looking after yours. This is me just blessing you back for what you've been doing, you know. And so trust God to do, trust his character, that he will stand by you. Trust him to do well with you. Something that, this is now a tip for families, something that we did as a family, my wife and I and our three children, they're all married now. Two of them have, one's got one child, one on the way, and another one has one child, is that this is a really good tip. Number one, love your children and grandchildren into the kingdom. Love them with the father heart of God. Love your children. Love them. Teach them scripture. Teach them the ways of God. Be a great father. Be a great mother to your kids. Have lots of fun with them. Now, this is a challenge because I talk to people. I'm surprised that lots of people don't do this, and that is that eat at the table together. Something we always did, we would eat at the table together. If we had a movie night, sure, we could lounge around and eat something, or we might have got takeaways, we'll lounge around and do that. That's fine, you know. But as many times as you can, have dinner at the table with your children. And it's amazing the unity and the blessing that comes with that. It is incredible. It's wonderful. Ask your children a couple of questions. What did you enjoy today? Like, what was the highlight of your day? Anything sad happened today? Just some simple questions. Get them talking. Ask them about their sport. So as I finish, I believe that God wants to minister and touch people with his love. Maybe you're in a place where, gee, I want to be a better dad. I need more of God in me. I want the Father heart of God in me. But not only just for my kids. Not just for my kids, but for everybody. For my neighbors, for my community. That's something that you can receive. In 2 Corinthians chapter 14, it says that, you know, we have the Holy Spirit in us. Jesus is in us. And as we go around and as we meet people, talk to people, as we do life together, we have the fragrance. We're carrying a fragrance of the Holy Spirit. We're carrying the fragrance of Jesus Christ. And God wants us to share that fragrance to all those around us. To your children, your grandchildren, your father, your mother-in-law, your father-in-law, your community, wherever your workplace is, wherever you are. Carry the fragrance of the living God with you. Now, God is for you. Now, he's not working against you. Just work with him. He's not working against you. He's not trying to slam doors in your face and go, right, yeah. No, he wants to open doors in your life, but work with him. Work with him. Spend time with him. Know his heart. Know the presence of God. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is here now and he's touching many, many lives. As I'm speaking, I can see it. I can sense it. God is touching you. God is ministering to you. So he's not working against you. Some of you think that, but he's not. He's not working against you. He's for you. He is not against you. Close our eyes. I'm just going to pray this prayer. It's out of Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 to 19. When I think of all this, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father, creator everything in heaven and earth. I pray that from his glorious unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should. Wow, that's interesting. That we should know this. That we should understand this. That how wide, how long, how high and how deep his love is. Wow, we should all know that. May you experience the love of Christ. Though it is too great to understand fully, then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Then it goes on to say that my God is able to do abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power, according to the Holy Spirit that is at work within us. And Father, this morning we give you all praise and all honor to you. Maybe you're visiting today, you haven't been here before. I would just like to to ask you, would you like to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today? He's here. He loves you. And He's knocking on the door of your heart. He's knocking on the door of all of our hearts, really. Because He wants more of Him in us. But if you've never received Jesus before, this prayer, I'm going to ask you to pray with me. And others, I'll ask you to pray with me as well. Repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for calling me your son, your daughter. Thank you, I am totally forgiven. That you hold nothing against me. And that you have chosen to remember those sins no more. Thank you, Father God. Thank you that I can call you Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Heavenly Father. If anybody needs any prayer, maybe you just want God to touch you afresh. Maybe you've never been baptized in the Holy Spirit and you would like to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Please come. Please come. Let's stand up. Have we done communion? Okay, let's take the communion in our hand. The little wafer in your hand represents the body of Christ, and the grape juice represents His blood that He shed for us. Jesus said, when you take this, remember me. He loves you more than you'll ever know. He loves you more than what you'll ever experience. Father, we take this today. Remember what you have done for us, the price you paid, your life. You took upon yourself the chastisement of our sin. Lord, you shed your blood for us so that we could be free. Father God, so that we can be called your children, be a part of the family of God. Father God, so we can have a relationship with the Father, the amazing Father. Let's take and eat. Let's drink. As the musicians play, please, you want to come out? You want some prayer? Please come. Please come. Thank you, Father. Amen.
I will exalt you. I will exalt you. I will exalt you. You are my God. I will exalt you.
Everyone, enjoy the rest of your day. Please stay for lunch, coffee and tea, and